I'm rolling.
He's already been served. I served him. He's taking care of you. A little slow, but he got it.
It is 18 past the hour, and let's go to the set of TV One's News One now with Roland Martin. Good morning to you, Roland.
Good morning, Skip. Good morning, Sybil. Good morning, Jay. On Thursday, Daniel Holtzclaw convicted 18 counts of sexual assault, case that was ignored by national media, where he was accused of raping, sexually assaulting 13 black women. Many folks said he would have gotten away with this if he had continued on his path by going after women who were accused of being prostitutes and drug dealers. But it was a 59-year-old grandmother who had no history of being involved with police, who reported him. That started the investigation. She joins us right now in this exclusive interview. Janine Ligons right now joining us. Janine, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Attorney Ben Crump, are you there as well?
I am, Roland. Good morning.
Good morning. Janine, I want to start with you. I want to start with you. This is, is obviously stunning. Lots of folks in national media ignore this. Was there ever a point when the jury was deliberating, nearly 50 hours, where you thought, man, this all-white jury is going to let this guy off?
You know what, sir? It really wasn't. Because in my mind, it was like, he's guilty. And it wasn't for me. No, sir.
When you saw him in court Thursday, shaking and crying and twisting and mouthing to the jury, how could you do this? What was going through your mind as you heard the judge read guilty, guilty, guilty?
What was going through my mind was reading guilty, guilty. I was relieved. That's what was going through my mind. I was glad that justice was being served.
Can you take us back what took place? What happened on the night you were sexually assaulted? You were coming from a friend's home?
Correct.
And what took place?
What took place was that I was leaving a friend's house, and when I approached 50th and Lincoln, he drove beside me, then he got behind me. I thought I was a female, and he stopped me for no reason whatsoever. When he stopped me, he came into my car, and he made me get out, and he did things to me. He fondled with me, and he made me get into the back of his police car, sir. And after that, he made me expose my private part. He took his flashlight, and he shined it over my body, which I was so afraid. I was out there all alone and helpless. I didn't know what to do. I was just praying to the Lord, please don't let this man kill me. And then he exposed his male genital, and after that, he wanted me to give oral sex on him, which I was so afraid. I was just praying for my life and telling him, sir, please don't do this, sir, please don't. I'm a 57-year-old grandmother, and he didn't care. He just told me that's what he wanted me to do. But I was just afraid that he was going to kill me. So he was a police officer. And a police officer, I'm like, oh, my God. My life flashes before my eyes. I said, he's going to kill me. He's not going to let me live. Doing something like this to him, I had nobody to tell. I was just so afraid. I was looking at this gun on the side of his holster. And I know when I bend my head down and do what he wanted me to do, he was going to pull his gun out and shoot me. Mm-hmm. And I kept telling him, sir, you're going to shoot me. Sir, you're going to shoot me. You're going to kill me, sir. He said, no, I'm not going to shoot you. I'm not going to kill you. He said, I promise I'm not going to kill you. I said, you promise? He said, I promise. And I bent down. My heart was racing, beating fast, looking at the gun on his side. And I said, I bent down to get some oil sex. I did it for a second, and I held my head up, crying and rubbing my hands together. Sir, I just can't do this. I can't do it, sir. And then he still made me do it. And then he backed up and moved and led me out of his car. And as I was going back to my car, with my back turned, I just knew he was going to shoot me in my back. I said, oh, God, he's going to shoot me in my back. And I was just saying, thank you, sir, just to get away to my car and just wait for the gunshot go off. But he let me live. But the thing about it, I have no criminal record. I have haven't really been in jail for anything.
Right.
He just stopped the wrong woman that night.
Ben Crump, I want to go to you. National media pretty much ignored this case, which was stunning in itself. You heard testimony where even this officer would go to another woman's house and force her boyfriend to leave the home. This was a sexual predator with a badge and a gun.
Absolutely, Roland. A serial rapist with a badge. And it's still quite incredible to me why there was no national outrage, no outcry for these 13 women. And I'm so thankful to you and TV One for covering it. But really, it was ignored. And if this was any other group of women, there would have been a national outcry. The one we have never seen, a police officer raping women in the community. It was just unbelievable. And that's why, Roland, on January 21st, anybody who calls themselves a national leader who stands for women's rights needs to be in Oklahoma City for the sentencing, because these black women's lives matter too.
Janie, you could have been silent, but you certainly had the courage in getting with your family to call police officers. And do you believe that because it was 13 black women, that this case was ignored by national media because these were black women?
Yes, I do, sir. I do.
How long between?
Like you said, it would.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Go ahead.
That's okay. Go ahead, ma'am.
I'm just wondering, how long between when this act occurred and you decided to go before the authorities and reported, and what was the reaction there?
I went and reported immediately as soon as it happened. As soon as it happened, and they were just in disbelief. They couldn't believe it. So they called in their chief of police, and then they took me to Dr. Tegra's hospital, was a hospital, and then did DNA swipe and so forth. And I had a crime detective come over there and talk to me, which her name is Kim Davis, and I really appreciate that.
And Sybil, let me say this. It's so incredible. Janie is a hero, an example to all rape victims, because most people never come forward. She came forward, and she came forward against a police officer alleging he raped her. So how daunting was that?
Janie, we certainly appreciate your courage. We thank you so very much for doing that. Getting justice for Daniel Hostclaw. We certainly appreciate it. Ben Crump, thank you very much as well.
Thank you both.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, folks.
Roland. All right. Thank you very much, Skip, Sybil, and Jay. When we come back, folks, we'll come back right here on TV One.
Have a nice remainder of the day. 26 past the hour. Huggy is coming up next.
Mr. Tom Joyner.